Harper Audio presents Ninja Innovation, the 10 Killer Strategies of the World's Most Successful Businesses by Gary Shapiro. Read by Dan Warren. Preface. Many years ago, I achieved my black belt in Taekwondo. The accomplishment marked the end of a journey that had pushed me to the limits of my mental and physical abilities. The test for every belt on the ladder, from yellow to black, was an intensely exhausting experience. Your forms had to be perfect, your placements precise, and your discipline unwavering. And when you were finally finished, battered but proud of victory, it started all over again. There was always another kick to learn, and another kata to master on the path to a higher belt. The test for the black belt, however, which signifies the repudiation of fear, far surpassed anything I could have imagined. But my own test was nothing compared to the experience of watching my 7 and 8-year-old sons vie for their black belts. With my stomach in knots, I wanted to rush onto the mat and protect my boys during their sparring matches. But my then wife and I held steady, because we knew that they were learning an important lesson. Accomplishment requires sacrifice and risk. While all of my family was fortunate enough to receive their black belts, I knew we were in the minority in the class. Many students dropped out after receiving a milestone belt. Others tested repeatedly for black belts, but failed over and over. For most, the katas and skills proved too difficult. Sometimes the board just won't break. Along the way, I entered a few tournaments, which were scarier and riskier than I had imagined. Practice is one thing, doing it live is something else. But those were the only times I displayed my Taekwondo skills in combat. I have never had to use them in actual self-defense, nor have my sons, to my knowledge at least. This might lead some to wonder, why would you go through all the personal anguish just for a few colored cotton belts? Good question. Originally, I studied Taekwondo because I thought it would be a great experience to go through with my sons and then wife. But as we progressed together, it hit me that this wasn't just about them. I was becoming a more focused, disciplined person. I am not by nature an idle guy, so I didn't need Taekwondo to rejuvenate my passion for work or family. What it did do was shape the way I approached my job. It put everything into a framework that I have since been able to rely on for decades. If I had to define this framework, it would go something like this. To be successful, one must set goals. To achieve these goals, one must form a strategy. And to fully execute that strategy, one must never let failures get in the way. Indeed, one must use those failures to get better. I learned this simple formula through my study of Taekwondo, and I've continually applied it to my career long after hanging up my gi. But there's another element to this framework that defies a simple definition. It is innovation. To be successful, one has to move beyond what has come before. One must take the lessons learned through study, experience, and failure, and apply them in ways that change the game, so to speak. You cannot be successful in Taekwondo if all you do is repeat what you were taught. A beginner white belt learns this early, when he or she must spar for the first time. Your competition won't play fair. It won't do what you expect. And it will always, always fight back. When you're on the mat, you must assume your competition knows what you know, that it too has a strategy for victory. The only way you can defeat your opponent is if you do something he does not expect. You must innovate or die. This happens to also be the fundamental lesson I have learned from 30 years working and leading the most dynamic industry on the planet, the consumer electronics industry. You can measure our success through dollars and cents, and indeed, these are impressive in their own right. But that's not how I measure our achievements. For me, as for all of our members, success is defined by reaching a previously insurmountable height. What's been remarkable is that CE companies have done this again and again. The world that we live in today is unrecognizable to that of just 20 years ago. From smartphones and e-readers to HDTV and wireless broadband, from digital cameras and MP3 players to tablet computers and motion detection gaming. Nothing is ever static. No product is ever immune to competition, and we can never tell where we'll be in 5 years. The simple reason? Innovation.